Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I'm delighted to welcome back my friend Bob Bartholomew, who's from right around the area here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I've known Bob for many years, and he's been a follower of the Lord, and he's sharing this week something really special where just 3-4 years ago, I mentioned he's a father, he's a grandfather, and even at this stage of life, the Lord had something brand new for him, and that was just going deeper in his relationship with God the Father. It happened through being a part of the Encounter Ministries course, and while he's part of that, he said earlier in the week, going from, he felt the Lord was leading him from a performance mentality in relating to God to just being a son and just being able to be with the Father, and that the Father wanted to be with him and the Father wanted to speak to him, and not only continue to tenderize his own heart and to be able to hear the Father's voice, but also then to give it away. And so today we want to talk about that very principle, the giving away what God had given to Bob. So welcome back, Bob.
Okay, good to be here again.
Every person has a unique story, but you're talking about something that the Lord wants to do with everybody at some level and in some way, that is to begin to have a living conversation, an ever-deepening one in the spiritual journey with God the Father. Isn't it amazing? You said it gets simpler rather than more complex, and then it becomes more powerful. So Bob, why don't you just share with us, you had mentioned you were in this course and then you had an assignment basically to activate what you were learning and you had a group that you pulled together. So why don't you share from there what you feel like the Lord wants you to share?
Sure. One of the thought that comes to mind just now is I feel like the Lord is doing stuff to me rather than me doing stuff for him, you know, and I think, what a blessing to open up your life. Lord's helped me open my life, and he's doing stuff to me and in me that I can do in my own strength. And in fact, it's kind of like, it makes it easier for me to understand that God has to do it, that he has to increase, that I have to decrease, that I don't have to look good for people. I can just give what I have, you know? So after this one group started, we had a good time for a number of years. We just actually ended the group. My men's group, which I'd been doing for 30 years, I just started sharing some stuff with the people in the group, and they jumped on board right away because we all kind of want to do this stuff. You know, we would love to be able to pray with people and love people and see God work and bring people to Christ and stuff and be more outwardly focused. Our men's group was probably inwardly focused in kind of a good way. So I began sharing the men's group. We started reading some of the books. We tried to engage people outside of our thing. We'd come back to men's group and say, well, you know, what happened? You know, let's have this be a safe place. You don't worry about boasting, you know. And somebody would share that they just were talking to somebody, and they started talking about the Lord, and that person listened, didn't convert, but it was okay. The person felt loved. And so I still have a men's group. That's one of the things that we do regularly still.
A shift was happening from caring for each other internally, which is a good thing, certain accountability, support. And then the thing that's difficult is meeting the Lord's not difficult. Sharing and supporting each other is not too difficult. But stepping out and starting to say, the Lord wants us to give away what he's given to us. And that means you have to risk, you know, that faith that's spelled R-I-S-K, you know, out there and trusting. So that's what you're saying. Some of the guys in your group were experiencing, and you're taking baby steps and helping love people and bring the Lord to them.
And also, you know, since I had learned about praying with people and kind of hearing God and what does God want to say to you? And we'd pray, and sometimes Lord just encouraged somebody, tell them how much you love them. Sometimes somebody had a question about what they should do. We'd get a little inkling of maybe what that would be. And so we were kind of trying to listen to the Lord as a group. We prayed with each other more than we used to, and we still do. So that's my men's group. My home group has been together for another 30 years, and I'm a little more of a backseat person in that group. We've had some additions and some great additions that have helped us do some of the stuff that I'm doing. And I'm not the only one sort of carrying the torch about interacting with God. And somehow over this last couple of years, everybody in the group has gotten to the place where they're kind of going, wow, I'm just so grateful for being with the Lord in my kitchen, even though I've got this huge problem over here. I won't mention any personal problem, but we each have some stuff that we're struggling with.
Sure, sure.
And yet somehow we are a little bit, we at least equally talk about what we're having problems with, but also how the Lord is just sustaining us in kind of a similar way that he's sustaining me through his presence. It's just, I can't put my finger on why that's happening, but that's happening. And it really is happening through other people, but that's okay. You know,
yeah.
It's not, you know, I'm not really leading the charge in that one, but boy, it's just happening. And then another group, a woman got a word from the Lord in yet another small group and said, you know, so-and-so needs physical healing. And sometimes she had read and heard that there's emotional stuff going on with people that gets in the way of physical healing. And they sort of teach us a little about that encounter. There's books written on it.
Mm-hmm.
Makes some kind of sense. So I got a call from a pastor, and he just said, this is what is the word that he got from this lady. Could I meet with this guy and with some other people and see if, and begin praying and see if this guy gets healed? Well, it's interesting because that group has really just morphed into, we're all just there, you know, loving each other. We're all there trying to hear the Lord. We're all there praying with each other, and we're all doing the same stuff that my other groups like. And it's sort of become the guy that had the, theoretically had the most problems, that maybe are in the way of his healing. It's almost like we're not really focused on that, and he hears the Lord too, and it's just like all of a sudden we're this group, and then we asked another couple to come because they had some difficulties. We prayed with them a couple of times, and it's sort of like now there's six of us in this group, and I just the last time we met, I said, you know, I think the Lord wants us to love others and to be able to pray with others and to be and to hear the Lord for others. You know, just kind of that's, you know, I guess that's kind of the progress. Along the way, I guess, with these groups. Well, then I think I told I ended one group, and I thought one day when I was praying in bed in the morning, I felt indication that I should go pray over this guy for arthritis and cancer. And I'd been thinking about doing it for months, and I would tell people, yeah, but, you know, percentage-wise, you know, I'm probably at about 5 to 10% of people that I get prayed with get healed, and I don't understand it, and I don't want to just think I'm the savior, because I'm not. But I felt like the Lord was sort of saying again, in a kind of a sense, today'd be a good day. Go pray over him. And I had just been reading about when you get a sense like that, even if you're not sure, just go ahead and do it, because it mm-hmm. can't hurt if you're really just trying to love somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter if it was perfect, but I felt like, well, I'm going to be obedient to the sense, like I was just reading about and what I've heard other people say, and even though I'm not quite sure. So I couldn't get a hold of this guy. He called, numbers weren't working, so I just decided to go over to his house and knocked on the door. This guy came to the door and said, hi, who are you? And I said, I'm Bob Bartholomew. I kind of wanted to see if I could make a time to come back to pray for Roger. I couldn't get a hold of him any other way. And Roger saw me and he said, come on in, Bob, you know. And so one thing led to another. And in that group, we began praying for healing for Roger, began praying for healing for Roger's wife. And then we began, it just sort of shifted into, well, we're just sitting there praying. And this other guy, name's John, he's also a doctor like Roger. He basically had a word of knowledge for Roger's wife. And one thing led to another, and we did sort of this kind of neat kind of inner healing thing where we just asked God to speak to us. He spoke through this guy named John. Lori had this epiphany of something that happened in her life in the past. It was a real eye-opener. And then the Lord gave me some stuff. And I don't want to go into their personal lives, but boy, it was kind of being set free. And really all we did was say, God help us. And I had been transitioning from reading all about inner healing and Unbound. Those are set ways where you talk to somebody about how to mm-hmm. be delivered from evil spirits or delivered from your flesh. And then we prayed for Roger. Roger, hey, Roger, do you have anything the Lord wants you, would like to work with you that you're thinking about, problems from the past? I mean, I just sort of asked the question. And then Lori came up with some stuff. The Lord gave her words of knowledge. And I'm just sort of sitting here. And it's all happening the way that I've been used to it happening with me being the one in charge. I just felt like, God, you're doing something, you know. And I felt like he was showing me, kind of simplifying the whole process, to be honest. I had recently read a book called Big God, Little Devil by Sean Tobin. And he reduces all that stuff, all that deliverance, and all the good things you need to do, repent and forgive people. And there's some good, really good stuff with all that stuff, down to, you have a problem? Ask God. Say, God, what do you think of this? And I don't want to oversimplify, but in the past month, I probably prayed with 7 or 8 people. And in each situation, especially recently, I was talking to this one guy. He was saying he had a terrible day. Things were going wrong. That his big problem that he has was still bothering him. And I was sort of thinking to myself, well, what do we do? You know, and I just, well, let's do what we did last time. Let's just ask God to speak to us. And he did. And he spoke to this guy. This guy just came up with making decisions on his own that were as if somebody had counseled him and talked to him, but it was the Lord kind of, you know, doing
sure,
it. And
sure.
So that's sort of the newest thing that's going on. And in all the small groups that I'm a part of, I really want to help people to both share the gospel, simple gospel of Jesus, but also the gospel for a lot of Christians is you don't have to live with angst, anxiety, depression, feeling crummy a lot of the time. You don't have to be caught up in the futility of your mind. Paul didn't say that in the book the people he was writing to, don't be caught up in the futility of mind like the pagans because they're like that and we really got it. It was more like, hey, people get caught up in the futility of their mind even when they're Christians.
Yeah,
and what
sure.
a blessing not to be caught up in that.
Yeah,
and then you're freer of all the of crud inside you, so you can just go out and love people.
Yeah,
bring people to the Lord.
I was just thinking how this week, 3 days now, the big theme each time really is being able to remember and be aware and live in the presence of God.
Mm, yes,
and that's the foundation of the whole thing, and it's quite simple.
Yeah.
And it's a place the Lord wants to take all of his children.
Yeah.
And then when you're there, your heart's disposed to seeing people and the eyes of your heart, seeing people kind of where they are as the Lord sees them. Compassion begins to flow at a greater level. Patience,
yes.
kindness, the fruits of the Spirit
yeah.
are present. And then you step into a situation where people are struggling with difficulties and you don't come in as an expert to solve it. You just say, well, the Lord's here. Let's just pray and see what the Lord wants to do.
Amen. Very simple.
And it's that simple.
Yeah.
And then guess what? He does stuff.
It's you amazing. Know,
he really does stuff. So anyway, Bob, thank you very much for coming again today. Really do appreciate it. And hope you can join us again tomorrow.
Sure.
All right. Great, friends. Well,
thanks.
Hope you can tune in and tell your friends. And what we're talking about, brothers and sisters, really is the ordinary Christian life, the normal Christian life. This stuff is meant to be a part of it. It's just walking together. St. Paul said, we walk by the Spirit. It's a new life in the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that is leading us. God bless you. Hope you can join us.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.